Now, a number of you have been getting in touch with us over the last number of days with your own stories and your own concerns in relation to Ulster Bank leaving the Irish market and the process by which Ulster Bank will start freezing accounts from this Friday. It said the first customers who received their six-month notice in April will begin to see their current and deposit accounts frozen on or after tomorrow, with the accounts to close 30 days later. The bank says the process will start with customers who it believes have a low reliance in these accounts or may have accounts elsewhere. Over 70% of Ulster Bank personal current account customers who received their first formal notification last April and May have either closed, materially wound down the level of activity in their current account, or left it inactive. The bank is saying that trend is increasing every day. But who and what is being left behind in relation to this? Well, I've got Mary Lacey with me on the line. Mary, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me on the programme. Tell me your story. This is a situation with regards to your father's account, is that right?
That's right, yes. My dad has an account with Ulster Bank for 30 years or more, and he's in a nursing home now. He has been for the last 2.5 years, and I had told the bank that he was in a nursing home because his account was transferred into the vulnerable customer team. So no one had access to his account. His nursing home fees were just being paid out of it, and his pension was being paid into it. So they never changed his address at that point about 2 years ago. So I didn't have any access to his home address where his account was. I didn't have any access to the house, so I didn't know there was letters going out and there was nothing coming to the nursing home for him.
Right.
So when it started taking momentum that Ulster Bank was closing, I went into Ulster Bank in Tralee and I explained the situation, that he was in a nursing home and that he has dementia. So I was looking to see what could be done for my dad and his account to get it switched over, because I'm not named on his account and I'm not a power of attorney. I don't have power of attorney. And it had gone, he had always said he'd get me to do power of attorney, but when he got dementia, we didn't do it then, obviously, because he couldn't sign the forms. So I was just told in Ulster Bank every time I went in, I had a pat warrant to Ulster Bank for weeks, and I was just told, but we're closing, you have to do something. And that was fine, but I didn't know what to do. I wasn't told, and they asked, had he an account anywhere else? And I knew he had a credit union account, an old one. So I went to, about trying to transfer his money to the old account, but there's a cap on credit union accounts and I couldn't transfer his money from Ulster Bank to the credit union.
Yeah, not like for like, not a current account in a major retail bank that you'd need.
No, no. And I'd gone to one or two banks just to ask their advice, and they said I'd need a passport and his birth cert. There's no problem getting a birth cert, but the problem I have is my dad's driver's license and his passport were both out of date.
And then trying to get them renewed, trying to get them renewed with him in the situation he's in, a total nightmare, I'd say.
It would have been a nightmare, because he wouldn't have been, I couldn't let him sign any legal documents because of the demand. Now, some days he's very good and he'll tell you his name and his age and all that, but more days he wouldn't. So it just wouldn't be right to get him to sign legal documents like that. So the next thing I was told was I could get him made a ward of court, which would cost me between 6,000 and 10,000.
6,000 and 10,000?
I wasn't prepared to do. Yeah, to get him made a ward of court, because it would have to go to the High Court to get that done. And
oh,
I wasn't
gosh.
Prepared to, number one, spend that money, and number two, I didn't want my dad made a ward of court.
Yeah. All just to change a bank account.
All just to transfer what is his money from one account. Literally all I wanted was his money transferred to another institution, his nursing home fees to come out and his pension to go in. I didn't want anyone to have access to his account or nothing. I just wanted it switched from one bank to another, which I thought would be an easy job. But everywhere I went, I was met with just a brick wall. There was no one helping me. I rang the customer, the vulnerable customer team, and it says when you ring them to enter your 10-digit PIN. I don't have the 10-digit PIN because obviously my dad has the 10-digit PIN. So I couldn't get through to anybody on the vulnerable customer line either.
So now, this vulnerable customer team, they don't seem to be doing much for you, Mary, in your situation? Like, if you're talking about your father being the definition of a vulnerable person, it seems like they just put it in place and then they didn't really get down to the nuts and bolts of what exactly that means, and looking to try and help somebody who's vulnerable, too vulnerable to do things themselves, and maybe give either access or some help to you who's trying to help the vulnerable family member.
Yes, exactly. And yesterday you gave out the number for the vulnerable care team, and I rang the number you gave out, and the same thing, into your 10-digit code.
You didn't even get to speak to somebody?
No, you don't get to speak to anyone. You have to enter a 10-digit code.
That immediately raises the question of somebody calling who, let's say themselves were vulnerable, and they still were able to make a call like that, that they didn't have the wherewithal to have the pin. They might have lost it, they might have not got the letter, and before you even talk to somebody to say, listen, I don't have my pin, I never got it, or I've lost it, you have to put it in to get access to the vulnerable care team.
Exactly.
That's
exactly
crazy.
Now, after you had said it yesterday, and Trasa rang me to say that, asked me would I come on the show this morning, she said she'd ring Ulster Bank.
Yes,
and
we contacted them yesterday to see what the situation was.
And a lovely girl contacted me yesterday evening, and she apologised for what had happened with the tree branch, that I wasn't given any help or anything, and she has said that she will work with me solely and make sure that she opens up an account. She's going to contact Bank of Ireland today, and she's going to try to get an account open for my dad. She said there is something in place, and it should have been explained to me that other banks have systems in place where vulnerable customers don't have in-date photo ID. I would have my dad's PPS card, but that's the only in-date photo ID I have of him.
Yeah.
So she was lovely, and she said that once she rings Bank of Ireland and she tries to get an account open, that I should get a letter off of them, and once I get that, to ring her back, and she'll try to transfer his funds over and do it like that. But I mean, it took going to the radio to try to sort this.
Yeah, it just sounds
which
like the
path. Isn't fair.
No, it's not right to have to do that. The banks have known about this for a couple of years now, for over a year. We're hearing the ads on the radio every day advising people to make the move and make the switch. But then you went to the bank itself to say, look, I have a particular issue here, vulnerable customer, and you were just met with roadblock after roadblock, it sounds like.
Yes, and like my dad is lucky he has me to fight his corner. There's other vulnerable customers out there that don't have anybody.
Yeah, yeah. And what happens to them? Are they just going to slip into a frozen account tomorrow?
Yes, that's what I was afraid of, that my dad's account would be frozen and his nursing home fees wouldn't come out. His pension would be frozen because it wouldn't be able to be paid in. And I was really panicking. I had gone to a few people to ask their advice, and they were very good, trying to do stuff for me, but everybody was just met with the same thing, that, you know, he needed to come into the bank or he needed to close off his account, but I physically couldn't get my dad into the bank.
Yeah, of course not. Of course not. A total disaster. If that was frozen, then the nursing home fees, the pension, all of that, and you'd be in for a lot more work to try and sort out that mess if it happened like that, Mary. We have other customers of Ulster Bank getting in touch with us as well, and saying that other banks have a much longer period for you to do this, maybe up to August of next year. And a listener saying that she's an older person, not computer literate, been ill over the last couple of months, and now this whole thing is on top of her, trying to transfer to a new bank, but the waiting list is until after Christmas to get the sign off from the new bank. So another person caught in the bad mind.
Yeah, I heard that lady's comment as well yesterday, and it's like, I know the other banks are busy with Ulster Bank being closing, but I mean, vulnerable customers should have been dealt with first.
Yeah.
To try to open accounts, because they're vulnerable for a reason, because of their age or health reasons, that they can't go in and do it themselves. And there should have been, I don't know, a team in the bank that just dealt with them.
Yeah. And phone people
so
up.
That it would make it easy for them.
Look for someone, the vulnerable customer, to have a person maybe appointed to handle matters on their affair. Get all that up and running over the last couple of months, so that we're not in this cliff edge situation tomorrow with accounts being frozen.
Yeah, Denise, the girl that rang me from Ulster Bank yesterday, has assured me that my dad's bank account won't be frozen and that his nursing home fees will still come out until we try to get an account open somewhere and get his funds transferred into it.
Okay, well, look, at least that's good news, and fair play to them for reacting in that way when they knew your situation, Mary, and hopefully that does work out and it does come to fore that the transfer will be made and things can move on from there. Hopefully that is the case.
Yes, hopefully. Okay. I will let you know.
Do let us know. Mary, look, thanks for telling us your story. Like you said, you feel you're not probably the only person in this situation. Your dad, not the only person in this situation.
Definitely,
but thanks for telling us your story this morning.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Thank you.
Okay. Great stuff there, Mary Lacey, on the line, talking about that particular problem, that situation, and Ulster Bank have, on foot of us contacting them, stepped in here. But how many more people are in that sort of a situation? A 10-digit PIN number needed to access the Vulnerable Care Line. That doesn't really make much sense to me. There should be other ways of verifying your identity if you're a vulnerable customer or appointed family member to act on your behalf. It's important that things are done properly. This is money. It's bank accounts. It's important stuff. But if they have a vulnerable care team, then they need to be out there talking to people and making decisions and making changes like this and helping people like Mary.